Blog Talk Radio.
So, this is my first time on here. This is very interesting. So, this is Wayward Renegade Witches Blog / Witch Patrol. As you know, we tried to be on YouTube, but you know, we kept getting flagged and everything because of fake fuckery motherfuckers and everything else. So at least on this platform, I can really say what I have to say, any guests or whatever. Right now, we do not have any guests calling because this is the first episode. So I prefer just to talk and kind of give an idea of what the content and what we'll actually be talking about. So Wayward Renegade Witches blog started off as just being a blog, which included also witchery, meaning voodoo, mainly voodoo that we do, sound like a song, magical work, Satanism work, healing work. So that was, you know, that's the direction that Wayward Renegade was going. Then after that, we started to see and realize that there's a lot of fake fuckery shit going on out here. And we started noticing it on social media, like, well, hold on. We are the real deal here, and there are other occultists who are also the real deal, but we're getting basically buried underneath these fake fuckery occultists. This includes Satanists, this includes Wiccan, this includes pagans, this includes fake-ass voodooists, this includes the motherfuckers on YouTube, this includes motherfuckers on Instagram, Facebook, all of it. Even the supposed Illuminati shit, all that fucking bullshit. It's all bullshit and psychological shit, Christian shit, all that bullshit. And the bottom line is that when we first got on the scene and we started talking about motherfuckers, everybody was offended. And I didn't even realize that on YouTube, it was just so much fake-ass fuckery going on. And we would talk, so we started off actually talking about this fake-ass witch named High Priestess Creole, who's a motherfucker, who's a liar, who's bipolar, who don't know shit, who's part of an escorting business. And that's what we busted out later on as we started to unravel the various issues going on YouTube. We started to understand that all these motherfuckers are connected and they all are doing the same thing. And they all fall under the same umbrella. I mean, through the couple of months that we have been fucking with these motherfuckers, we've heard, oh, well, you don't have the right to tell people how to do their work. You don't have the right to say this. You don't have the right to do that. Fuck you and fuck everything that you're talking about, motherfuckers. Because the bottom line is this. When we get on air, all of a sudden, you got motherfuckers saying, show your work. Show some testimonials. When in the fucking witchery world do you show test the motherfucking monials, okay? And only until this weekend, I would say that I actually showed a little something, okay? So we talk about black people, we talk about white people, we talk about gypsies, we talk about all you motherfuckers. We talk about the various issues going on with white supremacy, okay? We talk about that, the various issues of using white supremacy as a form of magic. Okay? And what I mean by using white magic is using Christianity, using Satanism, using the Baphomet. Okay? Or more or less stealing certain culture of magic from individuals, from the African people, from the Haitian people, even from the Indian people, from the Caribbean islands. The white people went over there, took that shit, brought it over here, okay, and then monopolized on it, as we know, okay? But the funny thing is that when we started to investigate and really look at everything for what it is, we seeing like, well, hold on, what the fuck is really going on here? Well, let's start it off like this. You got YouTube motherfucking bitches up here, and I'm talking about the fake-ass fuckery bitches on fucking YouTube who are faking-ass bitches who's up there doing fake-ass witchery work. Sit up, have all these fucking groups on fucking Facebook. What the fuck is that about? Then you start to kind of see, oh, it's just a roundabout circle. If it's not them on fucking YouTube lying to motherfuckers, trying to make them buy these fake-ass products, Adeline, that fake-ass perfume, Assure, that fake-ass perfume, this fakery fuckery shit, or going, attaching themselves to, I say, NDO products and pretending like they're selling products, or more or less connected to Lucky Mojo selling their products, or going to their fucking witchery school or building their template like Lucky Mojo, like that fake-ass school Lucky Mojo got going on when they're up there talking about befriending black folks and stuff. Befriending black folks and stuff, that's bullshit. Okay? So I'm just going to start off like this, because this is just an introduction of what will be talked about that I can't, or what we can't talk about on YouTube without being censored. For one, you got these black motherfuckers on here on motherfucking Facebook, on motherfucking YouTube, and I'm saying black motherfuckers because they're fakery, fuckery black witches who are following behind the white witches, meaning they believe that's a template, and then you wonder, well, what the fuck are you talking about? This is what I'm talking about. As we know, most black people nowadays do not practice voodoo, neither voodoo, okay? Especially here in the United States, because they don't even know how to generate the energy to figure out how to practice. They don't even know what to practice on. All they know is the form of magic is using candles and sprinkling some herbs or whatever around the candles, and there you go, you're generating something. But I want you to think about this. What is the long-term effect? What will that really, what results would you really receive from actually using candle work? Because all you're doing is putting money in the pockets again to these fucking candle stores. That's it, and that's the fuck all. But just to say that, so now you have these black witches following behind the white witches, but the black witches got a whole hustle going on of Ecuador prostitution. No bullshit. This shit is true. Hustling. Tricking you. You contacting them. They're not doing the fucking work, taking your motherfucking money. You got the white bitches involved, Hoodoo Delish, Arabian, whatever, Conjure Cordura, Cordia, and amongst more, what is it, the Black Witch Coven, all these motherfuckers. Then after that, you got these Freely Frally motherfucking witches, you know, that get 300 and so views, and they ain't doing shit but just some white motherfuckers on there collecting money and dope because they fucking white. Because the bottom line of this is that there is discrimination in the witchery world. So you got white motherfuckers over here getting 300,000 and so views, but then over here you may have a motherfucker who's black who's only getting 50 subscribers and all that other bullshit. It's so crazy, 50,000 subscribers, and it's all crazy. But nobody is doing anything. Now, one time have you heard anybody really say, hey, some work that goes for motherfucking Voltaire too, the fake-ass Haitian motherfucker. The fake-ass Haitian motherfucker sits on there talking about I'm Haitian and shit like that, and motherfucking white people who are dumb as a motherfucker go to him thinking, oh, he's Haitian, he know what the fuck he's doing. He ain't doing shit. And he and not only that, the fear is the name Haitian. I've talked about this shit before. And people are so afraid of Haiti that they be pissing in their motherfucking pants. And you should feel real motherfucking stupid sitting up there going for that shit with Haiti. The bottom line is that with the respect that you can give to Haiti is that they use that fucking voodoo to whoop them fighting white folks' ass. That's what I'm talking about, okay? That's what using magic is. Now, I can't tell you why in Africa during the time of them fucking white people going over there on that bullshit, why they didn't connect to use it, but maybe it had everything to do of how and where they went and got the Africans. Because not all parts of Africa practice the same magic, as we know. And the language is totally different. But when they came to the United States on that bullshit, they did their fucking best. They had to hide shit. Even in the Caribbean, they had to hide. So the bottom line is this, of this whole concept is debunking occult bullshit, debunking the occult life, busting out fake fuckeries, at the same time talking about our fucking services. I'm a voodooist. I also practice the Baphomet energy. I practice a whole bunch of energy. I manifest work, and yes, I do sacrifice. I do it all. I do shit that men's supposed to do. I do it all, and I don't give a fuck about doing it. That's it, and that's all. I also do candle thumping shit sometimes, but I do it in connection with the work to gauge what I do. I'm also a channeler, channeling meaning I do readings, because you know you motherfuckers are laymen and shit. So I do readings, which I call that channeling energy, because it's a little bit more in depth. I do medium work, meaning uprising the dead. Okay, so way where we do a whole lot of shit, and we about that fucking life. And that's why we always say at the end of our videos, if you want to get some work done, you hit up Wayward. But there's a part of this blog, there's a part of Wayward that is a blog, and that we really investigate in depth of what's going on with the occult world. And as you know and as you see, the occult world is fucked up and whack. And so as I go further into this podcast, I'm really going to start getting into details with stuff. It's going to be about that life. It's going to be no holds barred. The next time, then you'll be able to, hopefully you guys will be able to call in and we can have a discussion. I don't give a fuck who calls, because I just get with you like I do, and I don't give a fuck. So just to say that, this is an introduction to Where with Renegade Witches. We're just talking about the stuff. We just talking about the fake-ass fuckery of what the fuck is going on Wayward. So just to hit all that, I was just reading something. Hit us up at www.waywardrenegadeblog.com. Go to Twister Magisters. Do all type of work, revenge work, vindictive work, hard cases, getting your money back, changing your life, fuck all that other stuff, as we do, what we call it, the whole prosperity thing, just getting your life back on track and finances and just coming up. So this is Wayward Renegade Witches blog / Witch Patrol.